magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This Friday evening, we continue, for your listening pleasure, the adventures of Chandu, the magician. And tomorrow, Saturday, be sure, be very sure, you put the soap we make for washing clothes and dishes at the top of your weekend shopping list. The name of that soap is White King. It's a wonderful soap for washing clothes because those tiny White King granules make lots of suds in either soft or hard water. The wash-off surface dirt, wash-out hidden dirt. In fact, dirt cannot possibly hide from White King soap because those energetic suds penetrate deep down into the very heart of fabric fibers. Even those badly soiled dish towels and tablecloths, school togs and work clothes wash up clean as clean can be without extra rubbing and scrubbing. Gentle White King suds are wonderful for washing dishes, too, because they stand up when you cool the water down. Freely rinse away to leave dishes sparkling bright. And they're wonderfully kind to pretty hands. Once you've tried our soap for washing clothes or dishes, you're sure to say, I love White King. Chandler, still unaware that Robert Regent has left Cairo for Singapore, is anxiously trying to discover the location of the mysterious, haunted Village of the Lost. Chandler has been told by an agent of Roxor's that Regent has gone to this village from which no man is ever known to return. From Jeff Burke, a young American who is a member of the sinister Daku Kapai, and he believes Chandler is also, he learns that the stories about the village are true. But at Margie's home, they are interrupted by the arrival of a man from the desert asking for Chandler. Burke is instantly suspicious, and Chandler knows that one sign of recognition will destroy his careful plan. Chandu, the magician.
Peace be upon this house.
And upon thee, friend. Malhaba.
Your uncle's very much at ease with Arabs, isn't he? Oh, sure, Jeff. He's been over here a lot.
Uncle Frank has loads of Arabs in.
Well, I don't trust him, any of them. Jeff, you know what?
What, Bob?
See that gold clasp on the big guy's balloon?
Uh-huh.
Abdullah's father told me all the men in his tribe wore them. Did Mr. Chandler always carry all around with him?
Oh, no. He did the other time because we were... Oh, Mother, I didn't see you. What do you suppose they want?
Oh, I don't know, dear. I thought I'd sit over here with you until Uncle Frank finds out.
Yes, Andy, it is always so.
Very well, then. Tell us the story.
You can't be just a storyteller like those guys in the bazaars. They're up to no good. Let's throw them out, Bob.
No, no. What is it they want, Frank?
Oh, the big fellow's a desert storyteller.
But why should he come here asking for you?
Oh, you know how these Arabs are, Jim.
Yeah, that's just the trouble. When I was out in the desert,
he just happened to be in Cairo, and one of my Arab friends told him I was here. All right, Miss Hopper, tell us the story.
Why, he even brought a musician. What did I tell you, Jeff?
I tell a tale of one who wandered over the earth seeking the answer to the riddle of life. His name was Ben Khartoum, and where he began, no man knows. There came a night when he reached a great oasis in the desert, and as he passed through the gates of a moonlit garden, he heard a strange whispering in the cypress trees.
Cypress trees?
How about it, Jack?
Then Khartoum turned from the path, and before him stood a silent figure in a great hooded cloak, black as the heart of Arima.
I know that.
And Ben Khartoum, hear us all! This figure spoke not, But me before him down the path between the cypress trees to the heart of the garden, where the fountain was silver under the desert moon.
Bob, he sounds kind of like Abdallah.
Abdallah's a dance. Who is this Abdallah?
There the figure stood still, and from it dropped the cloak, and then Cassie saw. It was a maiden, and about her white throat was a garland of desert blossoms, red as blood.
You can't see me,
dear. No, no. I told you.
And the maiden spoke. When a stone is dropped into the fountain pool, the water receives it, and in one moment, even the river that makes it fall. Thus will it be when a man permits himself to fall into a pool of treachery.
Does this mean something to you, Mr. Chandler?
Not yet.
Well, then, as the maiden turned, the fragrance of a thousand blossoms filled the air about the Cassim, so that his soul fainted with a sweetness.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
I think
he's marvelous. One day, when Cassim closed his eyes as if he had beheld a vision of paradise. And when he opened them once more, he saw a knot. And for a moment, silence fell upon the moonlit garden. And then he heard her voice, faint as the echo of a dream, and filled with the sadness of tears. And the words she spoke was, "Beware."
Mr. Chandler, this is no good. I'm telling you,
Burke, I want to hear it all.
"Beware, Ben Cassim," she said. "One comes from over the sea whose ways are evil, for he has fallen among evil men."
Don't tell me this is just a story.
"And when ill fortune comes to the one from over the sea, his shadows will fall upon those who trust him, and then another shadow
is in the garden is of a gentle sound, as of a hungry tiny bill. And for a moment a breeze stirred the sleeping trees and the wrathfulness surface of the quiet pool. And again, the fragrance moved in Cassim. When he lifted his head, there was silence, and the sweetness was no more. And Ben Cassim was alone.
Thank you, Miss Harper. No school padlock.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's certainly not a new twist, anyway.
We ought to offer them something, friend. I'd ask them to stay to dinner, and I know they wouldn't eat with us.
Well, tell Abu to serve them in Nadi's little library, Dot. I'm going to take Miss Harper in there to talk to him, anyway.
Mr. Chandler, you can't. I've been over here long enough to know that. He's probably got a good sharp knife up his sleeve.
I can handle him, Jeff. Dot, what time are we having dinner?
In about half an hour.
Well, then, Jeff, why don't you let Bob and Betty show you Nadi's garden?
Pretty special.
Mustafa, will you come with me?
As you say, a thing.
Oh, yes. Come on, Jeff. Some of the trees are hundreds of years old.
In here, please, Mustafa.
A moment.
What else? Roman Hanna.
I want Mustafa.
Why did you send him away?
See, it's only a mule station I brought from the bazaars. I thought if strangers were in this house, it would be, well, when I saw the face of that one, mashallah.
You handled it very well.
Chandu, there is a great gathering of fighting men in the outlaw village. This stranger was with them, Chandu.
Yes, I know. Bert's in the service of Russell.
I wish to cool.
Tell me, did you ever hear of an oasis called the Village of the Lost?
Oh, Aiwa. It is said to be a place of evil.
Oh, you don't know where it is.
Place, Chandu. There is a narrow road which breaks from the caravan route. But You dare not seem to go to the evil place.
I'll have to. My sister's husband is believed to have started for that village today.
Mashallah. You will not see him again. And if you go, you will be numbered among the lost ones.
Not if you could get me a fast camel so I could overtake him. Can you do that for me, Miss Arthur?
My camels run faster than any in the whole Sahara, but...
How soon would you be ready to start?
Tonight, if it must be.
I'm not asking you to go all the way, you understand. Just to show me where the road turns off.
Bismillah.
Good. Abu will bring you your dinner. And when you finish, come into the drawing room and we'll go.
But you have forgotten the stranger, Tando.
First, I'll think of something to tell him. You're a good friend, Miss Arthur.
Frank, why did he really come here?
To warn me against Jeff. Is he still outside?
Yes. Yeah. Does he know which village is? Oh, here they are.
Oh, so you see, Jeff. Uncle Frank found us, and it was all right after all.
It was funny after it was all over. Mom, isn't it almost time for dinner? I could eat a camel.
By the time you change, it will be. I'll go up, too.
It won't take me long, I'll tell you that.
Where's that Arab, Mr. Kendler?
Still in there. Don't worry about him.
The little fellow slipped out. No telling what he's up to.
Listen, Jeff. I want you to do something for me.
Well, I ought to get back to the hotel right after dinner.
All right. But there's a man named Pierre Duval who will be coming to see Roxor. He'll probably go to the hotel first.
I guess so. You know, he's the weirdest character I ever saw.
Oh, you know him, then?
Well, yeah, he came to the meeting at Bayonne. Mr. Chandler... How come you weren't there?
Oh, I was doing something else at the time. I couldn't make it.
You know, that was the first time I began to wonder what I'd got myself into.
Listen to me, Jeff. Roxor's out of Cairo temporarily, you know. But Duval has some very important papers I have to see him.
Oh, but...
Now, wait. The papers were given to him in Paris, and he had instructions to bring them here. He'll be here sometime during the evening, and I wish you'd wait at the hotel until he comes. Don't go out anywhere.
Mr. Chandler, you haven't heard the latest about Duval.
You mean that the French Foreign Office found out he was selling government secrets and asked him to resign?
No, sir. I mean he was arrested in Bayonne.
Oh. Well, no, I hadn't heard that. Well.
But it's all right about those papers he was carrying. It was a report on some important chemical experiment.
I know.
Well, he was arrested on some minor charge. You know, just an excuse. But he went into his bathroom at the hotel and burned up every paper he had before they took him away.
What?
Yes, sir. Every single one. So you see, Mr. Campbell, it's all right.
Next Monday at this same time, the makers of White King will continue the thrilling story of John Dee, the Magician. And tomorrow, Saturday, when you do your weekend shopping, be sure at the head of the list you write the word White King. You'll like White King for washing clothes and for washing dishes, too. There's something about a dishpan full of nice, warm soap suds that makes a woman feel that her dishes will come out really clean. Every tiny granule dissolves completely in your dishwater. Tips up to billowy clouds of suds. And White King suds rinse away quickly and completely, too, when you douse your dishes with hot water. Leave china, glassware, and silver so extra bright they dry in a jiffy. White King soap is extra kind to hands, too. It is so easy on lovely hands that thousands and thousands of ladies who use it say, I love White King. Yes, indeed, for washing clothes or dishes, you'll love White King. John Dee the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Special musical effects are by Carla Pondit. The storyteller was played by Lou Krugman. The makers of White King invite you to listen again Monday at this time when the story resumes. The Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.